Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What a difference 4 years makes. In 2008, Mitt Romney came in a distant third in the presidential primary in Alabama behind Mike Huckabee and John McCain. Today, in some polls, Romney is tied with Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum going into primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. There are also caucuses today in Hawaii where Ron Paul is looking for a win, and in Samoa. But the attention is on the South, and the question, will Romney break the perception that Southern evangelicals won't vote for a Mormon former governor of Massachusetts? George Talbot is political editor and columnist for the Press Register in Mobile. He's outside a polling place in Daphne, right across the bay from Mobile. So, George, is there excitement about these primaries?
There definitely is. This is kind of new territory for Alabama because they're relevant for once. Usually the race is either decided. There's just not a lot of attention paid to the state. So the fact that Alabama is in play, that the race is still active, and in fact that this could be a game-changing kind of primary, definitely has people excited here.
77% of primary voters in Alabama and 69% in Mississippi, by the way, and these are GOP voters, are either born again or evangelical. They don't seem to have that many questions this time around about Mitt Romney's faith.
You know, it's really interesting, and I've been asking that question of a lot of voters as I've been out doing interviews. A lot of evangelical voters in particular, they do talk about, just like everybody, the economy and economic issues. They will tell you that faith is an important issue for them, but it's not been a really central issue.
Well, there's a terrific quote in the Washington Post from an Alabaman. She says, you know, I thought about Romney's faith, and I realized I never had any problem with Donny Osmond being a Mormon, so perhaps some new thinking there. But this article concentrated on how all three candidates were kind of struggling to connect and maybe trying too hard to connect with Southerners. Mitt Romney, for instance, announcing he likes cheesy grits. Have you seen that on the campaign trail?
Yes, they're all making that play. I was at a dinner in Mobile for Santorum where he told a joke that Pennsylvania was actually Philadelphia and Pittsburgh with Alabama in between, and that he represented the Alabama part of Pennsylvania. He got a pretty good laugh. Romney has tried to do the same with some comedic effect. And actually, when he was in Mobile Monday morning, he kind of found a way to poke fun at himself. Gingrich is definitely playing up the fact that he's a Georgia native, he's a Southerner, that he understands voters here.
Newt Gingrich made a joke about gun racks and Chevy Volts, saying you can't, you know, put a gun rack on a Chevy Volt, kind of dismissing the electric car as too liberal. But it turns out you can put a gun rack on a Chevy Volt. And you mentioned the Santorum joke, and it did get a laugh, as you said, but others have pointed out that that was something that somebody was saying, trash-talking Pennsylvania, you know, that Alabama was between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So there's that. But what is your sense? You know, you've told us that while just weeks ago nobody thought Mitt Romney could even be tying in these states, he is now. And you've noticed some excitement on the part of the party. What do they think happened?
You know, it's interesting. Following these candidates around the state this week, Gingrich was drawing the biggest crowds, and he put the biggest emphasis on Alabama. He's got a lot of chips on the table. Romney stayed away from Alabama for most of the week. And then as these polls began to come out, I think they saw that they could be competitive here. If he can show he can do well in a red state like Alabama, that's going to be a big step toward the nomination.
And we should say maybe it wasn't the Mormon question as much as the Massachusetts one that he had to overcome. Has he done that?
I think you put your finger on it. I was speaking to a Baptist minister, and he said, you know, it's not the Mormon thing, he said, it's the Massachusetts thing. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, a moderate Republican from Massachusetts is like a Democrat in Alabama, but I do want to vote for a winner, he said. That's the one unifying thing, whoever you're behind in this part of the country, they want somebody who can beat Obama.
George Talbot, political editor and columnist for the Press Register in Mobile, Alabama, outside a polling place in Daphne, Alabama. George, thanks so much.
Thank you.